This episode was sponsored by Critical Dice and the Endless Bag of Dice.
Welcome to the Compendium, a resource designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing.
Now, like we said at the beginning, what's interesting about this character within the framework of the Player's Handbook is you're not given the reference of an orc to be able to compare and contrast it to. And half-orcs do not have a subrace. Like, it's what you see is what you get.
Right.
With the exception of...
Well, so normally we would talk about half races now.
Subraces now. Two halves.
And usually if we're surprised that something does actually have one, it's because of Sword Coast Adventurer's Guide. And I looked in Sword Coast Adventurer's Guide, and there's not one.
Which is the first for the last six episodes.
Which is a first for us. How could you let us down, Sword Coast Adventurer's Guide? But in Volos, they actually make the full orc a playable race.
Right, because in the monster manual, it's meant to be a monster. You're not necessarily seeing the racial traits and some of these other benefits. You're just getting the hit points.
You've got the stat blocks and lore, and that's about it. Right. So Volos gives us another option to play a full orc. And so in lieu of their lack of any kind of sub-races, I thought we'd talk about that instead.
Yeah.
Okay. So, very similar, a couple notable differences. So, ability score increase, exactly the same. Plus 2 to strength, plus 1 to constitution. And then here's where the age range gets different. They mature at age 12 and live to 50.
50?
50. Wow. And I don't know if that's life expectancy or cultural.
I mean, when you drink and party that much.
Yeah, or, you know, every conflict is decided by blows and blades.
Do you watch Eddie Izzard?
Yes.
The comedian. Yeah. Tea and cake or death.
Yeah. Cake or death? I'm not cake, please.
This is the orcs.
Yes.
It's like one or the other. You get death or you get tea.
Yeah. And the half orcs realize they can choose or.
Yes.
Oh, please. Oh, may I allow you? Yeah, Eddie Izzard is amazing. So very short lives. It's the whole idea that the candle that burns the brightest burns the shortest. And so that passion that's there might be part of this as well. But anyway, so, and then here, alignment really comes into play because these were initially, throughout all the editions, meant to be foes to fight,
right.
Monsters to maim, and they're, of course, evil.
Aren't they, I mean, this I could be making this up, but aren't they typically, like, everyone's enemy?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when you see a lot of things, like a lot of different races or characters just have a beef with orcs, which makes sense, because if they're, you know, inherently evil on some scale, they're probably out there just doing whatever and not thinking twice about
there's not a lot of like deliberating like whether or not we should do this. They have stuff and we don't. We should go get it.
Yes.
Right. And it invokes kind of like feelings of like Mulan, like where everyone's afraid of the Mongol hordes that are coming, right? And so in fantasy, Tolkien did this, everyone does this. Everyone's kind of always afraid that over the next rise, there's going to be just a swarm.
A horde of orcs,
basically, yeah. In Munchkin, there's even a really great card. There's a monster card. I think, I don't remember exactly, but I think it's like 6,294 orcs is the card. I'm like, I love that card. But so here, orcs are vicious raiders who believe the world should be theirs. Sure, why not? Respect strength above all else. Believe the strong must bully the weak to ensure weakness does not spread like a disease. They are usually chaotic evil. But of course,
it's interesting. Weakness being a disease, like the framework again, talking about evil is in the eye of the beholder in its own right. Like if weakness is a disease, get rid of the disease.
Yeah,
like I like that wording.
It is, and it helps you kind of understand. Like, okay, maybe they're not evil. They're just, the culture is just very, very different in priorities than what the characters or players might be used to. And I could see that. In a way, it's very Darwinian, right? It's the survival of the fittest. And, you know, the strong are going to propagate strong. So let's always edge towards that direction. So it makes sense for them. But of course, with a playable race, do what you want when it comes to alignments. I mean, it can be like Ferdinand the Bull, right?
Mm-hmm.
Vicious and strong, and you just like to smell flowers. Let it go, right? Size, so usually over 6 feet tall, up to 7 feet tall. 230 to 280 pounds, very big and beefy. It sounds though like the half-orc actually has a bigger range of being even taller and heavier, and so I think that's another unforeseen benefit to being a half-human as well. Is kind of, it unlocks some more like growth trees and unlockable skills for them a little bit. So. And then their size is medium, but there's an addendum to that, and I'll get to that in a second. Speed, 30 feet. Dark vision, same as before. Out to 60, they can see in dim and dark light.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll kind of get to this now.
So almost that, all of that pretty much is the same.
Yes.
Which is interesting, for especially the ability scores, because typically with half races, you're getting some of the human side, but you're getting the exact same ability scores being a half orc as you would a full orc, which is a little bit different than maybe some of the other races.
So there's some other things that full orcs get that the half orcs don't, and vice versa, and that's kind of where they start to delineate, but it doesn't change as much as you would expect to see in some of the other ones. So it's a little bit more nuanced. Even though they're medium, they have something called a powerful build. When we talk about Goliaths later, they have this too, where even though they are medium, big medium, but medium, they always count as one size larger when you're trying to figure out the carrying capacity and how much they can push, lift, and drag.
Oh, that's not confusing.
Right. And so there is a table. I don't know where it is. It's in the DMG. But basically, you know how much you can lift because of your strength score. If you're large, it's times two. So for them, if they could conceivably carry like 230 pounds according to their 250 pounds because of their strength score, because they're in full orc, they count as being large. So that's actually 500 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. It doesn't change like combat prowess or anything like that, but
like
as far
lifting
as
lifting a boulder out of the way,
exactly,
or
throwing a horse, or just being the guy.
Personal experience with that one.
No, for legal reasons can't talk about it. But also like just the guy who carries everything, right? Or being able to carry really massive weapons, it's not being a very big burden to them, things like that. So it's kind of fun that way. They also have something called aggressive. So as a bonus action, they can move their whole speed toward an enemy as long as they're that they can see or hear, as long as they will end that movement closer to that enemy. So as a bonus action, just every turn.
Oh, so you could get twice movement, basically.
Yes.
Okay.
So
I was wondering, why wouldn't you just move?
Rush in. They can rush
but
in.
It's a
then
double.
As a bonus action, rush in again, as long as you're moving closer to an enemy.
Right.
And then attack.
Because usually something like dash, that is your action. And so
you
can move as far, but you can't attack at the end of it.
Right. Unless you're like a rogue with,
there's
their special
exceptions.
Thing. Or monks who have to spend key points. Full orcs, they just get to do it because they feel like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're aggressive. And then they have primal intuition. This is where the proficiencies come into play. They can pick from a list, two from the list of animal handling, insight, intimidation, medicine, nature, perception, and survival, which makes a lot of sense. Although, insight is a very interesting one, but I like it. And then, of course, languages, they speak, read, write, common, and orc.
Yeah, so you still get your two languages, but they're determined.
Right, which is pretty standard, yeah. Yeah. So that's the full orc playable race for D&D.
Right, and their visual appearance is going to be a little bit more imposing.
Yes.
Right, because you don't have that human watering it down, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, exactly. So they're going to have some of the same problems, and they can choose from their list the intimidation. Instead of it just being given to them automatically like the half works. But it doesn't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still very imposing and impulsive and aggressive by nature. So it's a little bit different.
So why would... I feel like half orc, well, or maybe full orcs. What would trigger an orc or half orc to go out and adventuring? Is just the idea of like glory and honor? Because if they like to party and have a good time, they probably want to stay where there's parties and good times.
Right, but fighting is also a good time.
That's true, and you've got Grung back there being like, go kill something.
Yeah, yeah. Get Grummish being
kill
all like,
him.
Kill them. Kill your parents.
Yeah.
like backmasking on the old ladies' records. But Yeah, also, for them, I think the answer might be the easiest of all. Why not?
That's true.
Right? They're just like, sounds fun. Let's do it.
Impulsive in their own way, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go to this next city and see what trouble we get into. You in?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, of course. Why did you ask me that question? Of course I'm in. I'm already packed. Let's go. You know.
Thanks for equipping the compendium. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done so already, since new episodes are published every Tuesday and Friday, or Monday and Thursdays if you guys are a patron on our Patreon account. If you enjoy listening each week, a great way to help support the show outside of contributing to Patreon is just by sharing a link to this episode with a friend. We hope to see you back in a few days for our next episode, where we will be continuing our discussion, delving further into the wonderful world of D&D.